Hello and welcome. If you've ever stared at a shiny new camera or smart lock and wondered, will this help when it really matters? You're in the right place. I've spent years on the front lines of smart home security, designing systems, crawling through attics, troubleshooting at midnight, training pros, and listening to homeowners who just want their place to feel safe. What I've learned is simple. The future of security isn't about the flashiest gadget. It's about how your gear works together, quietly, reliably, and without making your life harder. This isn't theory or a shopping list. It's a practical playbook built from real homes and real stakes. The goal? A system that protects you in the background so you can get on with your life. Reality check? In the time it takes to hear this episode, dozens of homes will be broken into. Homes without security are roughly 3 times more likely to be targeted. Not because burglars are masterminds, but because they look for easy wins. The average loss is over $1,000, but the real cost is the hit to your sense of safety. It lingers. Here's what most people miss. A good system earns its keep every day. It confirms your kids got home, lets you check a door from bed, turns on lights when you pull in, and tells you when something's off, without crying wolf. Think of your home like a body with an immune system. Your skin keeps the outside out. If something gets through, you have layers that identify, verify, and respond. Your home needs layers too, and they should work together, not fight. Step 1, set clear goals. What matters most? The front porch and packages? A back door by an alley? A detached garage? You don't have to protect everything equally. Just be honest about your risks. Next, detection and verification. This is where most systems fail. A single motion sensor is like one witness, not always reliable. Shadows, pets, even worn air can trigger false alarms. But when a motion sensor teams up with a camera, a door contact, and maybe glass break detection, the system can say, "I saw movement. The door opened, and the camera confirmed a person." That's likely real. When the dog wanders through and the door never opened, your phone stays quiet. Different senses working together reduce noise and stress. Then, intelligent responses. Not everything needs a siren. If there's motion on the porch at noon, maybe it's a notification and a clip. If it's 2 a.m. and the door opens, your porch light pops on. The camera records, and your phone gets a priority alert. For a verified break-in, maybe your outdoor lights all turn on and the siren chirps. Right-sized reactions help you take alerts seriously. Reliability is the unsung hero. If your Wi-Fi hiccups or the power blinks, what happens? Robust systems have plan Bs. Battery backups, local chimes that still ding when a door opens. Cameras that cache clips. It's boring until it saves you. And don't skip privacy and security. Your gear protects your home, but it also needs to protect your data. Use strong passwords, two-factor logins, and keep devices updated. Not glamorous, but it closes your digital backdoors. The thread through all of this: integration beats isolation. A modest doorbell that talks to your locks, lights, and sensors will outperform a fancy standalone camera in its own bubble. The best systems aren't the ones with the most stuff. They're the ones where the parts behave like a team. Picture a package thief scenario. Someone steps on your porch. Your doorbell spots a human, not a shadow. The porch light clicks on. If they linger, a friendly voice says, "Recording in progress." If they try the handle, your phone buzzes with a high-priority alert and a short clip arrives immediately. If it's just a delivery, you get a calm notification you can check when you're free. That's the difference between gear that notices something and a system that understands what it means. This multi-sensing approach is the biggest shift happening in smart security. Instead of treating each sensor as its own alarm, the system blends them to confirm what's real. Like asking 3 neighbors what they saw, not just one. The payoff? fewer false alarms and faster, clearer alerts when it's real. You've probably heard future-proofing. Here's what it really means. Build a foundation that won't paint you into a corner. Choose devices and platforms that play well with others. Prioritize reliability and integration now, and you can add tools later without ripping out what you have. Don't chase every new feature. Focus on the basics you won't outgrow. Solid detection, smart verification, thoughtful automation, dependable power and connectivity. If you're wondering where to start, start at the front door. It's the most used entrance, the most common attack point, and the fastest place to get value. A good video doorbell mounted at the right height with a clear view does two things immediately. It deters casual trouble and tells you who's there without guessing. Make it visible. Many burglars move on when they spot security gear. Then layer the next most important points, the back door or side gate, a ground-level window hidden from the street, maybe the garage entry. Add contact sensors to know when something opens, and pair them with cameras or motion detectors where it makes sense. Keep notifications simple at first. You can always make them smarter later. Don't forget everyday wins. Have lights welcome you home. Auto-lock the door if it's been unlocked for a while. Get a gentle ping when a cabinet you care about opens. Security isn't just for emergencies. It's an extra set of eyes and hands. And test it. Walk your yard at night and see what the cameras actually show. Open the door and time how long it takes to get an alert. Unplug your router for a minute. Does your chime still work? And do devices recover gracefully? Small tests today prevent big surprises later. If your current setup feels like a jumbled drawer of tech, don't start from scratch. Map what you own, assign each piece a role, and connect what you can. If a device can't share information or work reliably with the rest, replace it, one at a time, with something that does. You'll feel the difference when the system starts acting like a single brain instead of a pile of gadgets. A quick checklist to guide you. Clear goals. Know what matters most. Layered sensing. Mix motion, contacts, cameras, and if needed, glass break. Smart responses. Right size reactions by time and context. Reliability. Backups for power, internet, and local functions. Privacy and updates. Strong logins and current firmware. Integration. Choose gear that plays well together. The most effective systems I've installed didn't rely on luck or luxury. They relied on clarity. Clear goals, layered sensing, smart responses, rock-solid reliability, and smart privacy. They prevented more trouble than they had to react to. They felt calm, not noisy. They gave their owners back time, attention, and that underrated feeling of walking into a home that feels truly safe. If you want checklists, top picks by user type, and deeper dives into the tech, including how multi-sensing works under the hood, the written guide has you covered. But for now, remember the one rule that outlasts any trend. Integration beats isolation. When your home's defenses talk to each other, they protect you better with less effort from you. Thanks for spending this time with me. Here's to building a smart security system that works when you need it most and quietly supports you the rest of the time.